请我们打开圣经读几一段的几节的圣经在以弗所书。
Let's turn open our Bibles. We're going to read a first reference is recorded in chapter 1.
第一章由第四节读到第十节。第一章第四节读到第十节。第四节那里说，就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵，又因爱我们，就按着自己的旨意旨所喜悦的，预定我们藉着耶稣基督得儿子的名分，使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞。这恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们的，我们藉着这爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得与赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。这恩典是神用诸般智慧聪明充充足足赏给我们的，都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他的旨意的奥秘，就照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使我天上地上一切所有的都在基督里同归于一。
Reading from verse 4. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us as adoptions, or to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the kind intention of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, which he freely bestowed on us in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us. In all wisdom and insight he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his kind intention, which he purposed in him with a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of the times, that is, the summing up of all things in Christ, things in the heavens and things upon the earth.
好，然后第二章的第一节。
In chapter 2, verse 1.
你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。
And you were dead in your trespasses and sins.
第五节，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来，你们得救是本乎恩。他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
Verse 5, referring to God, even when we were dead in our transgressions, God made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
然后第十节。
Verse 10.
我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them.
最后是第六章的第十节。十三节。
And then to chapter 6, verse 13.
所以要拿起神的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。
Therefore, take up the full armor of God, that you may be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm.
好，我们圣经就读这么多，我们低头做一次的祷告。
We'll end our Bible reading here, but let's come together, bow our heads in a word of prayer.
主，多谢你给我们又有机会到你的面前来。
Lord, we thank you for another opportunity to bring us before your presence.
主啊，我们交通以弗所书里面的信息。
As we consider the message that was delivered in the epistle to the Ephesians,
求主在这段时间里面显出你自己的同在。
May you manifest your very presence here now.
真的愿意你将个赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
And you grant to us a spirit of wisdom and revelation,
使我们真知道祂,
so that we might truly know him,
并且照明我们心中的眼睛,
and to enlighten our spiritual eyes,
使我们知道他的恩召有何等的指望。
To know the fullness of his calling.
他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
How magnificent is the calling of the saints.
并且他向我们这些信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。
And how powerful is the power that he has, how strong is the power that he has granted unto us who believe.
主啊，保守我们众人的心。
Protect our hearts, Lord.
让圣灵随时的运行在我们当中。
And may the Holy Spirit freely reign here.
愿你得着荣耀和颂赞。
That you would gain all glory and honor.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
我们读的刚才那这一段的圣经都相信弟兄姊妹都知道我今天要讲的题目。
Just based on the passage that we read, I'm sure that you have already guessed today's theme.
我们的查经班里面就用了八个月的时间查这本以弗所书。
In our Bible study time, in our small group Bible studies, we spent 8 months to study the epistle to the Ephesians.
那相信弟兄姊妹对这本书的内容呢到现在应该就不是很太陌生的。
Because of that, I'm sure that we're relatively familiar with the contents of the letter.
我知道呢在我参加的这个中文组呢我们今天就将整本书读完了。
I know that for a fact, the Chinese Bible study group that meets here on the second floor, we have just concluded our study of Ephesians today.
我们都知道呢其他的各班有些已经读完了现在还在复习。
And I know other Bible study groups are already reviewing, have finished studying it, and are now are reviewing what they have finished.
那我们都知道呢这一卷书它的中心思想。
And we fully grasp the main theme of this particular book.
虽然我们读完了但是我都愿意今早早用这些时间来跟大家来做一个复习。所以我今天交通的题目是复习以弗所书。
So, even though some or all of us have finished studying the book together in small group, it is my intent today to review this particular letter to the Ephesians.
我相信我所交通的可能弟兄姊妹已经是交通过。
Perhaps the points that I will share with you today are already points that you have heard or have gone through in your own study.
但是呢我们中文有一个成语叫做温故而知新。
But there's a Chinese colloquialism that the more that we review, the more that it becomes ours.
Yeah, 是啊。所以呢我们今早早就用这个态度来交通。
So this then is the attitude that we would have this morning as we go into my sharing today.
我曾经呢看过一本书是以弗所书的讲解。
I have read a commentary on the Epistle to the Ephesians.
那这一本书呢它将它改名叫做天窗。
The title is, they've changed the title to this entire book, the theme, as being Glimpses of Heaven.
天窗。
So this is a Glimpses of Heaven.
根据这个作者他的意思呢他就说呢以弗所书呢对他来讲好像一个向着天开的一个窗户这样。
So the author of this particular commentary likened the book of Ephesians to looking through a window, but looking through it heavenward.
Yeah. 那藉着这本书呢我们能够看见神在永世里面的心意。
And so through this book, we're actually able to see God's eternal purpose revealed.
同埋呢佢喺过去嘅永远嘅里面嘅定规。
What he has established previously in his glory.
同埋将来永世里面嘅安排。
And the arrangements that he has already made for what is to come.
咁啊，呢个系好对嘅一个嘅讲述嚟。
So this is a very appropriate way to look at this.
的确，我哋从以弗所书嘅里边，我哋睇见神从前系点样作，如今要点样作，将来点样作。
Because from Ephesians, we can actually see, as was recorded for us, what God has already done in the past, what God is currently doing, and what God will do in the days to come.
同时都系围绕住喺神嗰个永远嘅旨意嘅里头嘅。
But all of it is surrounding the main theme, which is the will of God, eternal will of God.
不过我一个感觉。
But for me, I have this feeling.
我感觉就系话，如果你净系睇到、知道呢啲嘅事情。
That actually is not enough for us merely to be able to see all these things laid out for us.
因为在以弗所书的里面，不单止给我们看见神永远的旨意。
Because Ephesians not only permits for us a glance or a glimpse at what is happening.
在以弗所书的里面，还有呢，就神的有个要求，我们这班被他救回来的人。
But Ephesians goes further and deeper that there is a need for us, we who have been saved, to be able to live out what God has already prepared.
因为神的恩典，他早早就已经是按照他的安排来给过我们。
Because by his grace, he had previously predetermined to give it all that he has established over to us.
剛才我們所讀的開頭那幾節的聖經早就已經講給我們聽，就說好像是在基督裡面曾經賜給我們各樣屬靈的福氣的。
And so that's why from the verses that we read, the first several verses, it tells us that he had predestined us to have these blessings in Christ.
Yeah. 亦都在基督耶穌的裡面拣选咗我哋啦。
That in Christ we were chosen。
咁啊，还有当我哋喺罪恶过犯当中嘅时候
，And that even though we might continue to sin，
佢将我哋放喺基督嘅里边，让我哋与基督一同活着，一同嘅复活，一同嘅作王。
But God has already placed us in Christ so that we might be able to identify with Christ。In his crucifixion, in his burial, and in his resurrection, and also in his reign as king.
所以今朝早我就愿意用四点嘅嚟到同弟兄姊妹交通。
So I would like to just summarize my sharing today with four specific points.
呢四点咧，第一系呢本书嘅主旨。
The first is the subject, which is the theme of this entire book.
然后第二点是分段。
And then the second portion will be talking about segments of the entire theme.
第三点呢是讲到神被建造的一个原则，怎样被建造的。
Number three is the principles by which we are to be built up.
还有最后的祝福是最后那一章那两节。
And then...The benediction, which happens at the very end, the last couple of verses at the end of the book.
好啦，神嗰个主旨。
So first, the subject matter is God's purpose.
我哋知道整本书嘅个内容系喺基督嘅里边建立教会。
The entirety of the book is focused on the building up of the church.
或者话建立喺基督里边嘅教会
，It is focused on the building up of the church again in Christ。
呢个系神嘅一个永远嘅旨意。
And this is also God's eternal purpose。
亦都系神救我哋嘅目的。
This is also the sole purpose for which we are saved。
你知道吗，弟兄姊妹？当我哋信耶稣嘅时候。
Brothers and sisters, when we believe in Jesus Christ,
哇！咁啊，传福音嘅人一定同你讲话，信咗耶稣你就得到永生啦。
I'm sure the speaker who gave the gospel message would have already stated for you that yes, you believe in Jesus Christ and you will have eternal life.
所以冇错喺呢个救赎呢个救恩对人嚟讲系得着拯救。
So that is correct.As far as taking it from a man's perspective, what we gain is eternal life.
从此呢你就唔使 以後你就唔使會落地獄㗎啦，你就上天堂。
If I have eternal life, that also means that we will not be condemned for all eternity.
你個罪就得
到赦免。Condemned to hell. In fact, our sins and transgressions have been all forgiven.
呢個係人得著嘅益處。
And so this is the benefit afforded to us.
但對神呢？
But what about God?
你估神救你翻嚟有咩益處啊？
Have you considered what is the benefit to God to save us?
啊，呢班我哋呢班咁啊污糟邋遢亂嚟嘅一班人，神將我哋救翻嚟做乜嘢啊？
We who are filthy and unclean and disorganized, what do we bring to the table for God?
唔通佢真係有好多嘅嘢多到咧？唔使恨啊，求其咁啊，俾你班友啊。
Is it just a freebie that we just get tossed to us from God because He has so much?
原來神救我哋仲有一個目的。
God actually has a purpose for saving us.
冇錯，神嘅恩典要將我哋從罪惡過犯、污糟邋遢嘅裏邊嚟救我哋，俾我哋穿上基督嘅衣袍。
Yes, God's grace is sufficient that by saving us, He grants to us a opportunity put on the righteous clothing of Christ in lieu of our filthy and dirty garments.
仲有一個原因就係話佢願意得著我哋呢一班人，好叫我哋成為佢嘅見證人，嚟彰顯神佢自己本有嘅榮耀。
But even more so, He gains us for Himself to become His testimony for the building up of His church.
咁然後佢將呢啲一個一個人將我哋救咗翻嚟。
Now He saves us one by one.
就將我哋放喺一個嘅團體嘅裏邊。
And He puts us into one place together.
呢個團體聖經叫做教會。
And this organism that in which we are in is the church.
所以呢個教會裏邊嘅內容。
So the content of the church.
就係每一個相信主耶穌嘅人。
The church then contains each and every individual who has believed upon the Lord.
就稱呢啲為聖徒。
And so they are collectively called saints.
呢啲聖徒就係聖經裏面講嘅，係我哋係被揀選出嚟，放喺神嘅教會嘅裏面。
So a saint, as defined from the Bible, are those individuals which has been selected and collected together, placed into one organism of the church.
所以從此我哋就知道聖徒係邊個，教會係乜嘢。
By that, we now understand who are saints and what is the church.
相信呢個 concept 弟兄姊妹你都好明白嘅。
I'm pretty sure that this concept is understandable for every one of us.
唔需要我就喺呢度講。
It doesn't require for us to go delve deeper into it.
不過神救我哋一個目的。
But the purpose of God for God to save us
係要叫我哋成為佢嘅見證人。
We must understand that it is for us to become His testimony.
咁喺建造教會呢一個嘅大題目呢個方向嘅底下呢。
So if we look at this from an overall standpoint of building up the church.
就是我们是神要建立教会的材料。
We are those elements or those material that is used to build up the church.
那这些材料神将我们拯救过来。
Each and every one of these pieces of material has been now brought in by God.
就是被神嗰个救赎嘅恩典救翻嚟嘅呢一班嘅人。
It is the material then of that group of individuals which has been saved by God.
要喺神嘅手里边成为咗佢所合适合宜佢嘅一个嘅材料。
In order that we might become suitable material for Him.
咁我唔知道弟兄姊妹有冇試過，譬如裝修屋企。
I wonder if brothers and sisters have gone through the process of remodeling your home.
如果你有 試過裝修，譬如裝修你嘅廁所咁啊。
Let's say for example you've remodeled your bathroom，
或者廚房
，or the kitchen。
咁你會揀一啲去買，要買一啲啲櫃啊，或者係廁所啊，或者係沖涼缸啊嗰啲各方面嘅嗰啲材料㗎。
Certainly you would have to go and select your material。Whether it be cabinetry, whether it be your toilet, whether it be your bathtub.
咁我唔知你點樣揀喎。
But I'm not quite sure. How would you go about selecting the material that you want?
咁我就我唔知啊，叫阿 Wilson 啊 ，Wilson 嚟做嘅。
You could shrug your shoulders and say, "Well, I'm just going to ask Wilson. That's his expertise, so I'm going to ask him."
係咪咁啊？
So is that the way that you would do it?
咁但係我相信 Wilson 都話啊，咁你中意啲乜嘢先得㗎
？I'm pretty sure if you approach Wilson, though, Wilson will reply and say, "Well." What do you like?
咁啊，你中意嘅唔等於佢中意嘅。
Because what you like may not necessarily be what he likes.
咁所以你就會去揀係咪
？So that means that you have a you need to go and choose, select for yourself and purchase it for your own.
你就照著你嘅心意嚟到買呢啲嘅材料。
So you then, based on your own taste, go forward and select the ones that you like.
都按照著你嘅心意嚟到作嘅。
Again, it's whatever you choose based on your own taste and your own preference.
或者你啱買到一啲嘅唔係幾靚嘅磚，或者唔係幾靚嘅瓦。
Maybe you go out and you choose a particular tile, and in general, it doesn't look very good.
如果你唔可以換嘅話，你就要將佢特別嘅要模組一下啦，係嘛
？Well, let's say that you can't return it.And so what are you going to do? You're going to have to somehow modify what you have.
今日弟兄姊妹呢个咁样嘅印象，弟兄姊妹睇唔睇到啊
？So do you see this particular image first of all?
神今日拯救我哋翻嚟。
Today, God has saved us.
我哋又系成为佢建造嘅材料。
We are now the material for His use in His building project.
都可以按著佢嘅心意嚟到建造。
But it is to for us to be those who are according to his preference and his taste.
因此佢希望佢每一个被买著翻嚟嘅材料都啱佢用。
That's why he hopes that each and every piece of the material that he has purchased suits his taste and his preference.
今日当我读到呢个嘅以弗所书嘅时候。
When we come to study the book of Ephesians,
我咪马上睇见神有一个嘅心意。
Immediately we encounter the fact that God has a heart desire.
而呢个心意正系用上得我哋。
And this heart desire is focused on us.
呢个心意亦都系同我哋有关。
It is intimately related to us.
所以我哋就要好小心喺神嘅面前。
That's why we need to be cautious when we come before God.
唔希望弟兄姊妹觉得，神嘅心意，神嘅旨意，好似嚟得好远咁啊，唔关我事嘅。
It's my hope that brothers and sisters do not dismiss God's heart or God's eternal purpose as being something that is quite removed from us.Something way out there has nothing to do with me.
唔係啊，弟兄姊妹，唔好以為，你咁屬靈嘅講呢啲就唔明啊，嗰啲係好遠嘅事情，同我無關。唔係啊，弟兄。
Brothers and sisters, do not be confused and say, no, you know, what you're talking about is much, much too high of a level of understanding for me. I don't get it. It must not be for me. It has something that's far, far removed from me, something that's not mine to hold.
係嘛？你開頭你就聽嘅時候，可能會覺得咁深奧嘅係嘛
？You might think that it's very mysterious。
係嘛？我講咗十分鐘又話你哋唔好瞓覺啊
！I've already gone 10 minutes. I hope you guys have not nodded off yet。
啊，瞓咗佢起身。
For those who have nodded off, this is your wake-up call。
我哋今日唔明唔緊要。
It's all right that we might not understand it fully today.
但係你一定要接受。
But it is another matter that we must accept it.
因為呢個係神直接要喺我哋身上邊嘅工作。
Because this is the work in progress that God has in each one of us.
你知唔知啊？
好遠古以來好多人都想知道神嘅個奧秘。
For centuries, throughout the ages, many individuals want to know what is the eternal will of God.
那而家我哋讀以弗所書。
Today, as we study Ephesians,
就講得好清楚俾大家知啦。
Is explicitly stated for us.
所以即使我哋唔明白。
So even though we may not quite understand it,
我哋還要接受。
It is still something for us to accept as our own.
因為啟示唔係話一點一話咁簡單嘅。
Because a revelation is not merely one stroke or one letter.
我哋今日能夠同到睇到，都係神嘅恩典。
The fact that we have the opportunity to read it, that we are able to try to understand that, it is by God's grace.
所以弟兄姊妹唔好掉以輕心。
So brothers and sisters, do not dismiss this opportunity.
好啦，咁以弗所書嘅裏邊。
So in the epistle to the Ephesians,
有我哋分開咗兩大段。
There are basically two different sections.
第一段由第一章到第三章。
Chapter 1 through 3 is the first segment, which is describes the great salvation.
讲到那个救赎的大功。
It tells us of the work, the salvation work of God.
咁然后第四章到第六章咧，系讲点样活出基督。
Chapters 4 through 6 tells us how we are to live out Christ.
这个活出基督。
Living out Christ.
是活在神的面前，人的面前，在魔鬼的面前。
It's a process by which we live before God, before mankind, and also before Satan.
因为神要得着我们这帮人，要成为了他的见证人。
Because again, it is God's intent.That each one of us might become his personal testimony.
我哋受浸嘅时候，我哋成日都提啦，个个都提噶啦。我哋喺神嘅面前，喺人嘅面前，喺魔鬼面前做呢个见证咁。
And we hear this quite often. In fact, we repeatedly hear it, especially when it comes to baptism. That by baptism, it is a symbol that is laid out for God, before all mankind, and before Satan.
你知唔知啊？我哋嘅生活。亦都要喺神嘅面前，喺人嘅面前，喺魔鬼嘅面前。
But do you realize that our day-to-day life that we live also is expressed before God, before mankind, and before Satan?
所以二章第十节。
That's why in chapter 2, verse 10,
好清楚嘅讲啦。
It's very clearly stated.
我哋你我都系佢嘅工作。
That we, both you and me.We are His workmanship.
在基督耶稣里面造成的。
In fact, we have been created in Christ Jesus.
有一个目的。
For what reason then?
为要叫我们行善。
For good works, it says.
什么叫要行善?
What does that mean, for good works?
这里说的行善不是修桥补路啊。
Now, good works doesn't mean you go out and make sure you pave, pave the roads and remake the path.
或者日行一善啊，种种嘅好事咧叫做。
Or to do good in the community.
嗱呢度话就是神所预备叫我哋行嘅。
But rather it says that God prepared for us to walk in them.
意思就话神要你做嘅。
That means
嗰啲嘅事情。
That means that these are the works that God intends for you to carry out.
意思就话神嘅旨意里边要做嘅嗰啲事情。
That means that this is the work that is fully founded within His eternal will.
啊，你帮助一个盲眼嘅人过马路，系呢个善事。
Yes, if you help a blind man cross the street, that is good works.
但系神要得着一个完美嘅材料嚟做建造嘅。工嘅，亦都系一件善事。
But to gain for God a precious piece of material for Him to be able to use for His purpose, that also is good works.
所以我唔喺度，唔能够喺呢度列好话啊，边啲边啲先系神要作嘅，神会向你讲说话。
It's certainly not our intent to delineate to say, well, these are good works and these are not. I'm certain that God will reveal that to each one of us, what are good works and what are not.
只要我哋愿意去寻求，神会话俾我哋听。
But that depends on whether or not you have a desire to know of that from God.
咁咧，第三点。
Point number three
就係建造嘅一個原則
is the principle of building up.
咁啊魏國星弟兄寫過一篇嘅信息。
Brother Nee has written a particular book
叫做《坐行站》
，and the title of that particular book is Sit Walk Stand。
Yeah， 咁喺我哋嗰個查經班嘅裏邊咧，我都鼓勵我哋都弟兄姊妹們都一齊嘅。鼓勵讀呢一篇嘅。
And I've encouraged our Bible study class to take the time to go and search it out and read it for themselves.
坐行站。
Sit, walk, stand.
咁咩叫做坐呢？先細講。
So what are these three specific actions? What is sit?
頭先我哋讀嘅聖經二章第五節。
Earlier we read chapter 2 verse 5.
我們與基督一同嘅活過來。
That we have been we have been quickened in Christ.
然後佢又叫我哋與基督耶穌一同復活，一同坐在天上。
So we have been made alive together in Christ, and that with Christ we have been saved.
我哋係其實係唔夠資格去與主同坐嘅。
And it says that we have been made to sit down together with Christ. In actuality, we don't qualify. In and of ourselves to sit down with Christ at all.
但是神的恩典临到我们。
But by the grace of God, He has given it to us.
给我们有一个这样的权利。
The qualification to do so.
能够与他一同的坐在天上。
To be able to sit down together in the heavenly places.
这个救赎的恩典也叫我们可以从死亡的里面活过来。
This salvation power is what allows for us to be saved from our sins and trespasses.
与基督一同的复活。
So that we might be resurrected with Christ.
所以我们知道我们本来这些不信的人。
Now we were once those who did not believe.
是要进入死亡的。
We should have been condemned to hell.
而且要死在自己的过犯罪恶当中。
We should have been condemned to the consequences of our sin.
但因为神的怜悯和恩典，
but because of God's grace and mercy,
让他的儿子替我们死了。
He substituted for us with his son.
赎了我们的罪。
That he bore our sins.
那我们就不用再死。
He became sin for us, and therefore we do not need to die.
相反的，我们可以活过来。
Instead, we're able to live.
而且与基督一同的复活。一同坐在天上面。
Not just merely to live, but we're able to be raised with Christ and we're able to be seated together in Christ.
那这里讲到什么呢，弟兄姊妹？
So what does all of this tell us?
就是我们一个地位的转移。
It tells us that there has been a change in our position.
这个地位的转移因为生命有改变的缘故。
Because there has now been a change in the life, the core life,Therefore, there's a change in position.
而呢一个地位嘅转移，唔系我哋做过乜嘢而得到嘅。
And this positional change is not due to some works that we have done.
而系神嘅作为。
It is what God has done.
因为喺我哋仲未能承认之前
，prior to our coming to accept the salvation.
在我们未能承认之前 before we were formed.
Before we were formed,
神就有这个计划要将我们拯救过来。
God actually already intended to save us.
并且呢就是已经做好的了，不是等到你出现的时候才做。
And in fact,
已经做好了。
In fact, it is, he went so far to have already done it.Not waiting until we were physically born.
神将他的生命赏赐给我们，神的 生命进到去我哋嘅里边。
And the life of God has entered then into us, entered to take our life's place.
因为呢个生命嘅改变，而地位上边有一个咁样嘅结果。
With that change in life, now we have a change in our position or status.
所以呢，我觉得我哋可以用一个嘅成语咧，就系话坐享其成啊。
You could say that we sit in amazed. We're
即得到一啲嘅益处，冇付过任何嘅代价。
That we have come upon a great blessing without having to do anything.
唔单止我哋系坐享其成，其实我哋系不劳而获嘅。You didn't labor, but you get it.
So again, not only have we gained something, but it is without our having to do anything on our part, no laboring on our part.
或者用更简单的说话，其实就免费。
Or to put it very simply, it was free.
咁啊，弟兄姊妹，你对免费嘅嘢嘅态度系又系点样咧？
So then I have to ask a question: What is your attitude toward freebies?
免費嘅即係唔值錢，
freebies, right? So that means it doesn't have much value.
因為我哋覺得免費嘅嘢就係好渣嘅。
We have this concept of is a something that's given for free, that means the quality must be very poor.
如果你係咁樣諗嘅話咧，呢個係好負面嘅，弟兄姊妹。
But if you are looking at that way, then you're looking at it very pessimistically.
我哋要正面嘅。
Instead, let's look at this.Let's look at it positively, directly. For us, when we receive salvation, that salvation is free. But it doesn't mean that a price was not paid for it.
是神用极重的代价犧牲佢自己嘅兒子，呢一個咁樣嘅代價嚟將我哋救贖過嚟。
In fact, God paid a very heavy price. He had to sacrifice His own Son as the price to pay in order that we might gain what's free.
所以弟兄姊妹千祈唔好呢，覺得免費嘅唔值錢嘅，免費嘅可以輕視嘅，咁樣嘅態度嚟到對。
So please remove from your mindset the idea that somehow that this salvation being free, that it has of inconsequential value, that it's really not worth much.
所以当保罗将神嗰个永远嘅计划嗰个救赎嘅恩典系点样样嘅，我喺基督耶稣嘅里边蒙恩得着嘅，讲完之后。
So that's why for Paul.Paul, after he has written and explained about this great salvation.
咁然后呢，佢就喺第四章嗰度就话：既然蒙召行事为人，就当然蒙召嘅恩相称。
He then begins the second portion with the very words, therefore, we are to be walking worthy of the calling.Wherein by which we have been called.
同时在第五章第八节那里说，从前你们是暗昧的，但如今在基督的里面是光明的，行事为人就当像光明的子女。
And so in chapter 5 verse 8 it tells you, For you were once in darkness, but now in the light of the Lord, walk as children of light.
我特别选了这两节的圣经，因为它两节都说了行事为人要怎样怎样，行事为人
I specifically took these two verses and are emphasizing it because it has that idea that is very specifically stated. Walk worthy, walk as.
这个行事为人，这个是神的要求。第一。
So to walk worthy of the calling, that first and foremost is what God is requiring of us.
与这个活是活出基督耶稣。
And to live, walk, and then live out, what are we living out? We're living out Jesus Christ.
活在神的面前。
To live it out before God.
听见吗？很多时候，我们的活是活在人的面前。
Brothers and sisters, many a times when we live out that Christian life, we're living it for the sake of others who are looking at us.
因为很多时候都很留意到人家怎么看我。
Because we heavily emphasize how others view us.
今天神的话要告诉我们，我们不单止活在人的面前，还活在神的面前。
But today, the word of God tells us, not only are we living before man, but we are living before the presence of God.
不单止这样，神还说我们要活在神的面前。
So now, he tells us that we are to live and walk this way.
我们要做的要好像蒙恩那个恩典，我们的行为要跟那个相称。
And that how we live, it must be consistent with the grace by which we are able to live.
也都就好像光明的子女一样。
To live as children of light.
所以不单止活在人的面前，我们还要活在神的面前。
So it's not enough for us to live for others, but we are living before God.
我常常有一个这样的感觉。
Often I have this thinking.
其实都不是感觉的，我太太常常这样提醒我。
Actually, it's not so much my feeling, but rather is my wife, she constantly reminds me of this.
很多时候呢，你看到我们星期日呢，都西装骨骨的，是吧？
So more often than not, you see us dressed up in a nice suit on Sunday mornings, right?
是吧？算不算好呢？
It's pretty handsome,
叫做 我们叫做衣冠楚楚。
So we're well-groomed and we're immaculately dressed.
算不算啊？
Right?
都 OK 啊，是吧？
Passable, right?
Yeah. 但是呢，这个星期日的早上。
But this is just the Sunday attire.
星期日的下午是怎样的？
What happens on Sunday afternoon?
或者有同样的一句的说话，就变成是衣衫褴褛。
You could say that it becomes sloppy.
或者都不应该这么说的，不是个个这样，不过有时啦，有时。
Not always, sometimes though, yeah, we fit that category.
这个是我们要留意的，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters, we have to pay more attention to this point.
盼望我们不是星期日早上的时候就很熟灵。
That it is not enough for us to be or appear spiritual only on Sunday mornings.
也都不是说在要交通的时候我们就讲到在天上面。
Nor should we only speak on very lofty and spiritual terms when we are sharing on the Word of God.
但回到家在自己人的面前或者是没有人的时候，你就成为了在地底下的工作。
Then when we return home, when we're with our families, or when you're on your own, that you take on the opposite persona.
我有很多时候我都有这样 的问题。
Oftentimes I have this issue.
就是呢，我朝头早呢要洗头。
I wash my hair every morning.
因为我不洗头呢就不见得人。
Because if I don't wash my hair, I cannot see anybody.
你也都不想见到我未能洗头。
Nor would you want to see me before I wash my hair.
但是那个只不过是外表。
Really, that's just an external appearance.
但我时时都要提醒自己，究竟当我唔系站喺讲台嘅时候，当我唔系喺度交通嘅时候，我系点样嘅一个
？But it serves actually as a reminder for myself. What am I like if I am not speaking from the pulpit? If I am not sharing on the Word of God?
咁我究竟系喺嗰度行善？定话行善，大家知道啊，神行神所喜悦嘅事。 还是说行我的事呢？
So are we still able to do good works? Now, granted that good works, once again, we qualified it as being those works which God wants us to do, right? That's what we said earlier. So am I really still, when I'm on my own, am I really still doing good works, which is what God wants, or am I just carrying out my own works?
所以等姐妹你读第四章第五章的时候你就好好清楚的给我们看到。
So when we read Ephesians chapter 4 and when we read Ephesians chapter 5, these are the points that are clearly pointed out.
因为那里讲给我们听什么的行为就好像蒙召的恩相称一样。
So,tells us, describes for us what works are consistent to be carried out by those who are walking worthy of their calling.
意思就是说我们那个言行是不是和那个里面那个基督的生命是相配的相称的。
That means are we carrying out our lives consistent withthe life of Christ that indwells us.
保罗告诉我们听
Paul tells us
他说我们要谦卑谦虚
that we need to have humility
yeah, 要温柔
that we need to be loving
要忍耐
we have to have patience
爱心互相宽容
and to love one another and to forgive one another
yeah, 用和平彼此联络
And that we should live in harmony with one another.
15节，用爱心说诚实话。
And then it tells us that we are to...
15节，四章。
And so it tells us that we have to be careful how we are to walk.
22节就说，脱离旧人，穿上新人。
And that also that we're supposed to take off the old man and put on the new man.
26节就不要犯罪，不要含怒。不給魔鬼留地步，不要偷竊，不出污穢的言語，不叫聖靈擔憂。
It goes on to tell us, and each points out, do not, you can be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. Do not give the devil an opportunity.
我们没有时间讲每一样的事情，但是弟兄姊妹，你翻去读。
It goes further in the rest of that particular chapter. We don't have time to go through each and every point.
所以圣经要告诉我们应该怎样做，怎样做。
So the Bible does tell us this is what we should do, this is what we should not do.
但是弟兄姊妹一定要记得，呢啲系要从心嘅里边有改变而做出嚟嘅。
But brothers and sisters, one very key though is that this must stem or originate from the new life.That the Lord has placed in us.
譬如讲到我们要谦卑。
So for example, it says that we're supposed to be humble.
要温柔。
That we're supposed to be loving.
不是说哇谷到一个面都红了但是不出声这样叫做温柔。不是。
It doesn't mean that you are so angry and you're just going to turn everything inward and so you're about to burst but you know you're supposed to be loving so you're just going to have an outward appearance of being loving.
谦卑亦都唔系话低低头行路嗰种，唔系。
To be humble or to have humility doesn't mean that you walk around
所有这
些making sure everyone knows that you are not boasting.
所有啲同生命相配嘅东西都系从里边出发嘅。
Anything that is consistent with the life must originate from within.
所以我哋喺各样嘅行为上边、行事为人嘅上边。要留心弟兄姊妹。
So that's why we need to be careful in how we live.
好，那快啲转到去个站呢
？And then the third point, which is to stand.
再一次讲嘅话，唔系站喺讲台上边或者站喺边度，系站喺基督耶稣呢个得救嘅地位嘅上边。
It is not talking about standing in a physical place, like for example behind the pulpit.But rather it is to stand in the place of the overpowering life of Christ.
还有一点就是
Another point.
当我们这样去活在神面前的时候
When we live our lives out in that particular way.
你记得我们说是活在神的面前在人的面前
仲有魔鬼嘅名字。
Remember, we have said when we live this life out, we're not only living it before man and before God, but there is also the fact that we're living it before Satan.
魔鬼唔会中意我哋咁样做噶。
Satan is certainly not going to take kindly to the fact that we want to live this type of life.
唔单止佢唔会赞同我哋咁样做。
Not only does he not want for us to do it,
佢还会攻击我哋。
He will attack us.
我将我哋从呢一个地位上边拉落嚟。
So that in hopes of toppling us from our proper position.
佢会用好多嘅诡计。
He will use many schemes to do so.
如果佢唔明枪，佢又要暗箭。
If he is not going to directly come at you, then he'll come hiddenly.
所以保罗已经提醒我哋。
So this is what Paul already describes for us.
要留意呢一啲。
That we have to be cautious.
神亦都将嗰个嘅防御嘅军装赐俾我哋。
But at the same time, God also has granted to us His full armor.
好叫我哋唔陷入佢嘅陷阱嘅。
So that we will not fall prey to His schemes.
所以第六章十一节嘅话，要穿戴神所赐嘅全副军装。
That's why in chapter 6 verse 13 it says, "Take on the whole armor of God that you might be able to withstand in the evil day."
咁样就能够抵挡魔鬼嘅诡计。
And in so doing.Accomplish all things and to be able to stand.
13节就话要拿起神所赐嘅全副军装。
That we put on the whole armor of God.
拿喺磨难嘅日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了还能站立得住。
Again, withstanding on the evil day, having accomplished all things.
弟兄姊妹，你呢度留意呢两节嘅圣经。
Brothers and sisters, take note of these two particular verses.
都讲俾我哋听，要全副嘅军装。
It states again and again.Put on the full or a whole armor of God.
不是呢一件一件的军装。
It's not piece by piece.
你说那里又讲什么又说什么护心镜又什么福音的鞋真理的带子那不就不是一件一件。
You might say, well, wait, that's not quite right because it does tell you that we're supposed to gird ourselves withloin of truth. We're supposed to put on a breastplate of righteousness, and then our feet are supposed to have the preparation of the gospel, etc. So these are piece by piece. What do you mean it's not piece by piece?
弟兄姊妹，如果你只是有一样，或者净系护住个条腰嘅啫，咁个头点啊？
Brothers and sisters, if you're only putting on one piece, if you're just girded your loins, well, what about your head?
咁你个心系点样啊
？What about your heart？
所以唔可以斩件喎。
So you can't do it piecemeal. You can't choose and pick.
全副嘅军装。
You have to put on the full armor of God.
一系你又全副，一系就唔着。
Either you put on the full armor of God, you don't put any of the pieces on.
唔好谂住话我有真理。
Don't think, oh no, I stand on the truth.
啊，咁我又唔使第二样。
So as long as I'm standing on the truth, I don't need anything else.
因为整个嘅人都需要受保护。
Our entire being needs to be protected.
整个基督嘅身体亦都要受保护。
The entirety of the life of Christ must be under protection.
所以唔可以呢件材料就可以唔使点理，嗰件材料咧就要好留意。
That's why we can't overemphasize one and underemphasize another.
所以弟兄姊妹，呢一个嘅所谓属灵嘅征战
，so this spiritual warfare
系要我哋穿起全副嘅军装
，requires for us to put on the full armor of God.
喺真理，喺呢个嘅心思，呢个嘅能力嘅上边。都要有準備。
To be prepared in terms of the truth, in terms of our heart, in terms of a girding up with strength.
好快嘅講到第四點。
Our fourth point.
咁啊，第六章最後嗰兩節咧，係23节、24节。
The very last two verses of the entire epistle, chapter 6, verses 23 and 24.
愿平安、仁爱、信心从父神和主耶稣基督归于弟兄们。 并愿所有诚心爱我们主耶稣基督的人都蒙恩。
Peace to the brethren and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in corruption.
所以保罗写呢一封信是给以弗所的弟兄姊妹。
Paul wrote this for the entire church located in Ephesus.
但是原则上面是为着所有诚心爱我们主耶稣基督的人。
But it is actually written for all who live and love the Lord.
就是所有愿意敬拜主、愿意活在神的面前成为他见证的人。
It is for all those who are willing to worship the Lord, for all those who are willing to be living testimonies of the Lord.
没有哪个说因为你在这里在这里的地区或者在那一个的地方那就不在这个范围里面，不是这样。
We cannot dismiss one locality or assembly of those who are in that particular location and say, oh no, this is not for them.
是神的祝福要临到所有神的儿女。
The benefits and the blessing of God is meant to be given over to all of his children.
或者有些人你未曾见过，或者人好像保罗对以弗所书以弗所的弟兄姊妹他有这么深厚的感情。
Maybe there are some of those who are in Christ whom you've never seen before, you've never met. Maybe you don't have such a deep and connected relationship as Paul did with the Ephesians.
但是记得我们都在基督耶稣的里面。
But don't forget, each one of us are in Christ.
都在这个宇宙的教会的里面。
We are in the universal church.
我们的主是这样来对我们。
And how the Lord deals with us.
那我们也都要愿意用这个心态来回报我们的主。
We should also deal with those things of Christ and repay him in that way to live out his life.
所以我们很快地将这个以弗所书读完之后，我们应该就把握得到神的心意一点点多。
So if we finish studying the epistle to the Ephesians, we should then have a firmer grasp about God's eternal purpose.
并且弟兄姊妹，我盼望我们都能够把握得到呢，主用这一卷的书呢，是要来不单止叫我们明白，并且是催促我们更爱主、更体贴主、更倚靠主。
But it's our hope that by studying this book, that not only do we come to know of these things, but rather that it is an impetus for us to go forward, to be able to live out Christ even more, to love Christ even more, and to be like Christ even more.
同埋跟随主，照着佢嘅心意嚟到奔跑。
But that as we follow after the Lord, that we will walk in a way that's worthy.
但请弟兄姊妹一定要记得，这个神的心意不是拿来讲的。
But brothers and sisters, ultimately we have to understand, it is not merely for us to have the talk.
不是用我们来，给我们去讨论，去研究。
For us just to contest and to share and to argue about.
而是叫我们活出来。
But rather, it's meant for us to live out.
因为我们知道，如果我们只是知道不活得出来，这个是白讲。
So if we have the talk but are unable to have the walk, then it is empty.
我们知道而不活出。
That we know but we don't live out.
Yeah, 这个是空谈。
This is just empty talk.
有一个故事是这样讲。
There is a story that I like to relate.
有一个医生呢就叫一个护士去叫一个病人做一啲嘅运动。
So a doctor wants to give instruction to his patients through the nurse to tell the patient to exercise.
这个护士呢两次回来告诉医生他说这个病人不肯做。
But the nurse comes back and tells the doctor, I've tried twice, but the patient doesn't want to exercise.
咁啊，醫生之後咧就去查下啦，究竟係咩事？
So the doctor looked into it a little bit more。
咁個病人就回答佢話：我唔係唔肯啊，醫生。
And so the patient told the doctor, "It's not that I don't want to."
佢話係我做唔到。
But I cannot.
或者話唔能夠做。
I don't have the capability to do what you want me to do.
因為佢話我神經衰弱。
Because I have issues, I have a nerve problem.
Nerve, yeah. 咁啊，於是最後個醫生佢一個結論咧就係話。
So the doctor then concluded.
呢個病人佢唔係唔能夠做。
Said this particular patient is not that he is unable to do.Carry out these instructions.
Yeah. 亦都唔係唔肯去做。
Nor is it that he doesn't want to carry out the instructions.
而係佢唔肯，唔能夠肯做。
But that he refuses to. He is refusing to be willing to do it.
翻譯都好難嘅嚇。不過我哋廣東人係中文嘅人明白。佢係唔能夠肯，明白嗎？
He's refusing to be willing.
佢唔單止外邊
not willing to do. He's unwilling to be willing.
Yeah. 所以佢唔係話外邊就失去咗能力，而係裏邊嗰個肯嘅能力都冇。
It's not so much that he lacked physically.But he lacked the willpower as well.
就係呢個肯唔肯就係心裏邊嘅問題。
So whether you're willing or not, it really concerns
your heart. 今日我哋聽到神嘅話，神嗰個要求係咁樣樣。
So now we understand. This is what God has put out there as the standard for us.
佢話：哎呀，我唔識啊，我唔懂啊，呢個。
You could respond and say, you know, actually, I don't quite understand yet, and I'm not sure if I can.
所以呢個連呢個肯。嘅心都冇咧，呢個就麻煩啦。
So if you lack the willingness to do it, then that's a bigger problem.
求主幫助我哋。
May the Lord help us.
讓我哋都起嚟。
That we are all able to stand.
活出主要我哋活嘅。
And to live out the life that God wants for us to live out.
我哋祈禱。
Let's pray.
多謝主俾我哋嘅話，求你將你嘅話放喺我哋嘅心中。
We thank you, Lord, for the words that you have placed before us. We ask that you would allow us to keep it in our hearts.
让我们每一个在你面前都有这样的能力活出主自己，又有这样的心意活出主自己。
That you would enable us to be able to live out Christ, and that you would make us be willing to live out Christ.
改变我们的心。
To change our hearts, Lord.
让我们愿意。
So that we might be found pleasing in your sight.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.